Right, we're in the afternoon now at PyCon. We've had lunch, and the first session after lunch, which sometimes can be a tough one, was a session with Geoffrey French. And Geoffrey presented a demonstration of larch, and I'm sat here in the foyer with Geoffrey. Geoffrey, could you just, in a few words, can you just sum up what is larch, those people who've never heard of it before?
Larch is a programming environment for Python, and the objective is to make programming more visual and make it more interactive so you can change your code and see the results very quickly. And you can also use visual diagrams inside your code where that would help, but only where it would help.
Now, some people might say, surely do we need another developer environment? I mean, we've got one that comes packaged with Python, which is called IDLE. It's got color code, and why would they want to look at Larch?
IDLE is effectively a text editor with a standard Python console. Larch goes a bit further because you can present objects in a visual form. So images, for example, get displayed as thumbnail-sized images. You can present graphs generated by Graphviz. You can even design objects to present themselves visually using visual arrangements as any way you like. You can also use interactive GUI controls as well, buttons, checkboxes, so it's far more interactive than an IDLE-based console.
So you're saying it's got graphic user interface capability built into it?
Pretty much.
Have you had any trials, any tests? Have other people tried using Larch and given you some feedback?
I'm afraid not. This is still a solo project, as far as the programming is concerned. Well, I've received a lot of academic help and support from my supervisors at the University of East Anglia, Dr. Richard Kenway and Professor Andy Day, but I haven't actually had the opportunity yet to put it out to people. I don't think it's quite in a state yet where I can do that, because it's still really just a research prototype, but hopefully in the future.
Right. So this project, Larch, it's a project that you've done as part of your studies, you said, at the University of East Anglia. Is it something that you're willing for other people to get in touch to find out a little bit more or make some suggestions?
Yeah, I'm always open to people, always open to ideas and suggestions. Yeah. And if anyone wants to get in contact, please do.
Yeah.
We give the web address so you can find it.
Right. So the best way to get in touch with you, could somebody contact you through Twitter or an email? Would that be the easiest thing?
I think the best place to probably go is just go to the Larch website, and I've got an email address there you can contact
right.
me on.
So somebody could just Google Larch, maybe University of East Anglia or Geoffrey French. No.
Google the Larch environment.
The Larch environment. They Google that,
yeah.
And then there'll be a link there to that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Geoffrey, thank you very much, and I wish you the very best with your Larch project.
Thank you. Thank you so much.